We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Let's do championship power rankings in terms of championship like equity. We'll go back and forth. I'll go first because I'm
okay.
Saying that I'm going to go first.
Because you're hosting. Yeah.
I will take the Nuggets.
I will take the Celtics.
Hold on, I got to write this.
So we have Nuggets and Celtics so far.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Currently the top two odds on most sports books to win the title this year.
Man, gets tough right off the bat. This is really hard.
That's what someone said.
I mean, there's a chasm.
There is. Now. I agree. But we knew this all season. Man, Celtics were number one on your list and then weren't even your number one pick here for championship equity.
I could legitimately go with six different teams right now.
Mm-hmm. Come on, pick one.
All right. Man, there's a team that I can,
come on.
Team that I want to pick and it's going to make people upset.
Who? The Sixers?
Yeah.
All right, so pick the Sixers.
Because I think if the Sixers can get out of this round and if they could get steamrolling and they could get going and they get past the second round, if they could get into that Boston series with real momentum and Embiid just looks better and better and better and better. There's a lot of ifs there. Yeah.
It's an honest answer. No, it's an honest answer. I respect it.
I'll pick Philly.
Knicks in five, but I respect it.
I think the Knicks are going to win the series, to be very clear. This is championship equity. Mm-hmm. You know, like what percentage of the proverbial, if the Nuggets have a 40% chance to win and the Celtics have a 38% chance to win, who has the next highest percent chance to win the whole fucking thing? Mm-hmm. I'll go Philly.
I respect the answer. Knicks in five. I'll take Dallas.
I was looking at them. It's a fine pick. I will take... I just have no faith in Milwaukee.
Do, 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 do.
I'll take the Thunder.
There you go. I'll take the Clippers.
Okay. Now I'll take the Knicks.
I'll take the Suns.
It's amazing. We've taken half the teams, mm-hmm. and the team that I'm about to pick has not been picked yet, but I'll take them now. I'll take the Bucks.
I'll take the Cavs. Wow. I'll take the Lakers. I'll take the Lakers. I'll take the Lakers.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think every team that we've said thus far has like at least like a 2% chance to win the title.
Yeah. We've taken all but one of the top 11 teams on FanDuel for Vegas odds to win the title.
So you took the Lakers. I'll take the Wolves.
Yeah. It's the only other team that wasn't picked. I mean, I'll take the Cavs now, but I'm not like crazy about it.
How many teams have been picked? 10, 11, 12, 12, 13, 14.
So,
no, hold on. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. You took Cleveland.
12.
Yeah, that's correct. Okay. 7 out west and 5 out east.
Yes. There are 6 teams remaining, John Macri.
My God. Yeah, I guess Cleveland was the pick there. Okay, I guess I'll take the mm-hmm. Pacers.
Yep. And then, I mean, we could just play the set. I mean, I'll be honest, my next pick is Miami.
Jimmy Spoelstra.
Is that Eric Spoelstra? Eric Spoelstra, voodoo magic. Believe in coaches, John.
I would take Orlando before Miami. That's fine.
So take Orlando.
I'll take Orlando.
There you go. I will take Sacramento.
I'll take the... Who my choices that I have left? The Bulls?
New Orleans and the Bulls.
New Orleans and the Kings.
I just took Sacramento.
Oh, yeah, you did. Sorry, I'll take New Orleans.
I'll take the Bulls. There you go.
Congratulations. Okay.
Predictions.
Oh, yeah. Let's do this quick.
I got mine ready.
Okay. Round one, Boston versus TBD.
TBD will not win a game in said series.
I agree. Boston Celtics in four. Mm-hmm. Next, we already did these. Nixon, I have Nixon seven. You have Nixon
seven.
You also have Nixon seven. Oh, okay.
I've maintained. I think this is going to go the distance. The Embiid factor was always, if he's not healthy, I could see it going quick. I'm going to project he gets healthier as the series goes along. So I'll say Nixon seven.
Okay. I'll do. This is a toss up. I'll do Pacers in six.
Same.
Okay. Don't feel great about that one. I have a funny feeling we may not see Giannis in that series.
Same.
And then I will do, man, how frisky do I want to get here? Pick up my head or pick up my heart here.
I'm going Cavs in seven. I'll start there.
I think that's where I'm at too. Yeah, I'll take Cavs in seven.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah.
Two series going the distance so far. Out west.
Out west, I will do OKC over this. So this would actually make a big difference if I knew who they were playing, because I think the Kings would take a couple games off the Thunder. But since I don't know that, and I guess in theory the Pelicans could win games in New Orleans, Sacramento is not exactly like has been very up and down over the last several weeks. I know they ran the Warriors out of the gym. I'll split the baby and I'll go Thunder in five.
I'll say Thunder in six over Sacramento.
Okay. I think I would take Thunder over Sacramento in 6-2 if I knew the Kings were going to win. Okay, Denver, LA, maybe the toughest one to pick as far as games. I will go Denver in six.
Same.
Okay. Minnesota, Phoenix. Well, we saved the two toughest ones probably for last.
Probably. Although
maybe the next one isn't very tough for you.
Similar to the Knicks series.
I'm going to go Suns in six.
Suns in six. Same. This is less.
Are you recording all these?
Yes, on the screen.
Are you really?
The thing's being recorded, John. It's a podcast.
Oh, okay. I forgot that part. Have we disagreed on the outcome of any series yet?
Just one.
Which one?
The potential of a Thunder series.
Oh no, but like I think the Kings are going to win.
Oh, and like the outcome, which team will win? No, we've both predicted the exact same seven. Yes.
Right. And then I will go.
I think the Bulls win tonight, if that's anything. But that might not be a hot take. I had to take Monday. So before Jimmy Butler was dead.
It would be so ballsy for them to lose tonight. And I kind of think they will finally lose.
I was saying this last night to the guys that I got context. XJ's in town, Knicks fans. So some Knicks film school people got together. And I was like, what are we rooting for in this play-in? And it's like, we want the Miami Heat to go down. It's like, no, the funniest thing that could happen is the Heat win this game and win game one in Boston.
That would be pretty funny.
It's the funniest outcome because the Heat now have a built-in excuse of Butler being injured. So there's like, you can laugh at them, but it's like, oh, you already fell. Like, I'm going to laugh at you like because you're bleeding. Now we just redirect our laughing at the Heat to laughing at the city of Boston, which would be really funny.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Anyway. All right. Last pick. I'm going to go Dallas. That series going seven. I'll go Dallas in seven.
I got Dallas in seven.
Okay. Well, we did not confer on any of these.
We did not.